That's what they're saying. And you are offended at his name. You're offended at what the world's going to say. You're afraid. And then if you're not so sure, that you're not sure your salvation. I'm sure my salvation. Now, don't tell me that when the sisters got saved, they will pass. Will they still say yes? Will your lips fixed and your ear bobbed and you come to the knowledge of the truth? You went to whole houses, you did things, you made your congregation with the wicked. Will you save? A lot of things. Will you want to keep the Sabbath? Will you save? Yes, I believe by faith. I believe that the simple truth. This is one thing that Yahweh does. He takes us from faith to faith. He takes us higher and higher. He's getting us closer. And the closer you get to him, then the more you just rely upon him. You just trust him. You won't have no confidence in the flesh. Your confidence is in the flesh. That's why your flesh rebelled and it fought and rejected what Yahweh said. That's why you did that. Glory. Glory. Acts 18:27 and verse 28. And when he had disposed to pass to Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive Paul, whom when he was come helped them much which had believed through grace. Yahweh had just granted them grace and they had believed. For he mightily convinced the Jews. That's where he had to convince the Jews now. And that publicly, shown by Scripture, see, shown by Scripture, what that should say, really, I know what it says in the text there, but shown by Scripture that Yahshua is or was the Messiah. The Jews had rejected the Messiah. I know what it says, that shown by Scripture that Jesus was Christ. But that's what it literally should say, that shown publicly unto the Jews, that he literally convinced them by Scripture. What Scripture did Paul have? They were looking for a Messiah. What Scripture did Paul have? Think on that, saints. What Scripture did Paul have? What Scripture was in his possession? What Scripture did those Jews have? They had the Talmud. They had the law of Moses. They had the book of the prophets. That's what they had. So he convinced them by Scripture that Yahshua was the Messiah. He was the salvation for them. And they still rejected him. Why? Because he came in Yahweh's name. And that can't be so. You can't say that. And when he had disposed past of Tyre, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive. Okay, and for he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly showing them the Scriptures that Yahshua was the Messiah. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, and verse 2 and 3, all the way down to verse 5. Romans chapter 1. Look at what the Scripture says. Paul, a servant of Yahshua, called to be an apostle. Look at this now. Separated unto the gospel of Yahweh, which he had promised aforetime by his prophets in the Holy Scripture. He had promised by his prophets of old time, aforetime, before his day, in the Holy Scripture. Concerning now his son Yahshua, the Messiah, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And he declared to be the son of Yahweh with power. How? According to the Spirit of holiness and by the resurrection of the dead. Now, by that power and that anointing, Paul says, by whom we have received grace, by that an apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for what purpose? For what? For his name. I do believe that Paul believed in the name of Yahshua. He said, we have received faith because of this name. And only Yahweh can give faith. Only Almighty Yahweh can give faith. He has given every man the measure of faith to believe him. He has. And you notice that Satan, as I thought this morning, he has tried to do the same thing. He has made the name of his gods distinguish their names, that they are the same in every country. That the pagan language may mess people up, but the names are basically the same, and they're basically enunciated the same. It may be said with a little different action or something like that, but it's the same. It is only this name of Jesus whereby in every land it's pronounced and said differently, said with a different tongue. Yahshua. That ain't hard. I like it anyway. Yahweh. I know the devil doesn't like it. I will show you. Verse 5 again. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Romans 4 and 2 and 3. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before Yahweh. verse 3, Romans 4, 2 and 3. For what saith the Scripture? What does the Scripture say? Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Because he just believed him, it was accounted unto him for righteousness. He believed him. We say that we believe him. If you believe him, you keep his commandments. You do what he says. If you love him, you truly love him, you will truly do that. Romans chapter 9. This is in Scripture. Verse 17. Romans 9, 17. Listen to what the Scripture says. You're trying to confuse us? No, I want us to walk in the light. I don't want to be confused. When a man is confused, there's much emptiness there. I don't want to be empty. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. We should have the fullness of His Spirit. And if you're confused, you need to get down on your face and get the Holy Ghost. You just don't have it. I'm just telling you. He's given us a sure word of prophecy. We have a sure word. And it's through that body, that veil of flesh, that reveals unto us the power and the might of the Father. He died, but yet he rose. Look at what Romans chapter 9 says, verse 17. For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose, now Pharaoh, have I raised thee up. For what? That I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. He said, I've done this, Pharaoh, and I've shown my power in thee. For what reason? That the name of Yahweh is going to be declared. It's not just going to be in the little house of Israel, but it's going to be declared throughout all the earth. And they're going to say, who was this God that did this mighty work against Pharaoh? Now, they're not going to identify, well, he was God. No, he was Yahweh. He said, I did this, Pharaoh, that my name is going to be declared. That's what he said. And that my name might be declared. When you declare something, you make mention of it. When something is declared, you must say it. That my name might be declared throughout all, not some of the earth, but all the earth. And I don't care where you go, everybody knows the story about Pharaoh. They know the story of Pharaoh. His army drowned in the sea. Yeah, but forget about the one that who brought them under that condemnation and that judgment. And he did that upon Pharaoh, a heathen man, a heathen kingdom, for his name to be made known throughout the whole entire earth, saints. And his name must be made known throughout the entire earth. His name must be made. He did that on Pharaoh, even at that time, that his name. And I guarantee you, from every four corners of the known world at that time, they heard of this great king. They say his name is Yahweh. He's not like Dagon. He's not like our God. Who is this man? Who is this Yahweh? He intended his name to be made known throughout the whole earth. He did it in a mighty way, and he took down the most mightiest of armies. That men would know that he is mightier than the lords of the earth. Let me say that Yahshua is greater than a lord, saints. He's greater than, he is the king of kings now. And he is the master of all lords. So he is. So the Scripture said, even unto Pharaoh, I'm going to bring you down for one purpose, that my name may be known throughout and declared throughout the whole earth. He did not say that it will be known just in Jerusalem, but that his name will be declared throughout the whole earth. And Yahweh wants his name declared throughout the whole earth. Romans 10 and 11. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Now, if I'm preaching in the name of Jesus, you say, if Jesus is Yahshua, then why are you ashamed? Why are there such defense? It is our old sedentary ways. That's all it is. You're shedding your corrupt ways, your flesh. You just don't want to be moved from it. He ain't going to save you that way. Once you come to the knowledge of the truth, you reject the truth. You just reject him. That's just it. No, I haven't searched out Yahweh doctrine or the houses of Yahweh, their doctrine. I haven't searched. I searched the Scripture. I see it so plain and so clear. You can't deny it. You may do it, but to your own peril. Romans 11, chapter 2. It said, Yahweh have not cast off his people, which he foreknew. Would ye not what the Scripture says of Elias? Do you know what the Scripture says? You don't even know what it says of Elias. how he maketh intercession unto Yahweh against Israel, saying, he made intercession for the house of Israel. He didn't pray to some unknown God. Paul said, you got all these. Come on, what's his name? Tell me your God. We know our Elohim. And those that know him, they're going to be strong and they're going to do exploits. I don't fear what the world says. Not ashamed of him. And so Yahweh is bringing us to a height and a place that he is going to speak to the minds of his people. And they're going to know that he has spoken. That's why John said, he that hath a spirit, hath a spirit, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. You got to hear what Yahweh is speaking. We've heard so much stuff. You can read a simple scripture and you'll just get upset with that because of the carnality of your flesh. You can hear something about, you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, and you get upset. Well, I'm filled. Well, you're not filled because of, you got to fight against that. You're set for defensive truth. You got to fight against that. You know you're not filled. If that causes you some doubt, you know you're not filled. You need to get filled. You ain't filled. And that's the truth. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime, all the things that were written now, what was written aforetime? And Paul was talking here. He said, those things were written aforetime, before even me, they were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. When Paul wrote that unto those saints at Rome, it was a scattered group. You must understand, everything was a Gentile that was not a part of the 12 tribes of Israel. And it was a concentration of people just in that little area. There was the Syrians, the Jordanians. There were Aramaic people that spoke a language and a tongue, Aramaic, Syriac. That's what they wrote. That's what they did. And so everyone outside of the house of Israel, they were Gentiles. They were unclean. That's who they were. They were heathens. True, brother. And Paul says, through patience and hope in the scripture, we might have hope. Well, they had to preach scripture to them. And they preached Yahshua, the Messiah, the hope, our salvation. And they preached it from the covenant, the old book. And that's all the prophets talked about. Now to him that is a power to establish you according to my gospel, according to my truth, and the preaching of Yahshua, according to the revelation of the mysteries that was kept secret since the world began. But now even his name, as he even appeared unto Abraham, and yet he revealed it unto Moses. And David even called on his name. He said, let everyone, he said, even praise Yah that rided upon the clouds, the winds. He said, praise Almighty Yahweh. He says in the 26th verse, but now it is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the everlasting Elohim, made known to all nations for the obedience unto faith. And those things that were hidden, saints, he had made known to all nations. He said upon Pharaoh, I have raised thee up to get glory upon my name, to establish my name, to make it known throughout all the earth, saints, and throughout all the nations. And his name is going to be known throughout all the nations. We are a nation of Yahweh. You're a nation. That his name is going to be known. It's going to be an inscription upon you. Sure it is, saints. 1 Corinthians 15:4. And that the scripture, and that he was buried. 1 Corinthians 15:4. And that he was buried. And he rose again the third day according to the scripture. What was Paul preaching from? He was preaching from the prophets. Galatians 3:8. And the scripture, foreseeing that Yahweh would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. The scripture says he's going to justify the heathen by faith because we believe in his everlasting name. We believe in him. We believe in him. Galatians 3:22. But the scripture now hath concluded all under sin, and that the promise by faith of Yahshua might be given to them that believe. Galatians 4:30. I want these to resonate in your soul as you read them and ponder them. Galatians 4:30. You got enough to give you plenty to study, all right? Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, And the son and the bondwoman shall not be heirs with the son of the free woman. Cast out Hagar. Cast out her with her son, Ishmael. He cannot be, the scripture says that, cannot be an inheritance of the son, of the seed of Abraham. Isaac is the one where the promise lies, because he is the seed of the free one, and we are the firstborn. We are free men. And so the seed of promise is in us, saints. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the labor is worthy of his reward. You shall not muzzle the ox that he hath labored all day to tread a little corn. He's labored for you. That's what scripture says. Look at what Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Look at what this says. Now, what did Timothy know, saints? Just listen. We just have an open mind like the Bereans. Stop shutting yourself off from Yahweh. Look at what the scripture says. 2 Timothy 3:15. Paul said, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. Is that not what he says? Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Yahshua. Timothy knew the scripture. And he knew that he had to have faith in Yahshua, what the scripture talked about. And he said, you've known them, Timothy, from a child. You've had the prophets in the book of Moses and the law. You've known them from a child. And they're able to make you wise unto Yahshua. What scripture did he have? He didn't have the book of Galatians. He didn't have Mark, Matthew, Luke, or John. He had the scripture. He had the whole old writings. And it pointed every man to this great, mighty act that Yahweh would complete in this body of flesh. And his name would be made known throughout the whole earth. And this present-day martyrdom, he will make his name known unto every man. And what man has done, as Paul said, I'm warning all y'all, you are going to find men of evil surmising. And the scripture talks about them. And they're going to come in and they're going to penetrate the house. They're going to put in all kinds of doctrines and little changes and things like that, that you won't even know which way to go unless there's a law in your spirit, that you're not bound to the law of the flesh, and you will walk by the spirit. You're so bound to the law of the flesh, your flesh won't let you go. You're captivated by it. You're imprisoned by it. And this son of Yahweh came to break the shackles of that, to make us free. I'm not ashamed of what men think about me. Oh, you've changed. Sure, I have. Dimitri says, sure, I'm getting baller. Yeah, I have changed. When I hear and understand truth, no, I don't sit. Do I listen to Yahweh preachers in the house? No, I don't listen to Yahweh preachers. No, but when I listen to many of the Jesus preachers or whatever they preach, I don't listen to that. I do study the scriptures. Brother, when I was discussing some things this morning, I said, brother, well, I don't have no books, man. Come on, this, I got a few dictionaries as far as historical books. I don't have books. I don't have a lot of them. We were just discussing the things about books. I said, I don't have a lot. I don't have no books. But I just believe what the scripture says. I don't need no documentation from Yahweh boys because they are polluted. But that doesn't pollute his holy name because they have ingested their own doctrine, their own beliefs and things like that. And it's just wrong. What we need is the truth, saints, because the truth makes us free from every form of doctrine. It makes us to walk in the power of his doctrine. And it liberates us. And so you can't bring a little bit of this and a little bit of that into his way. You've got to abandon it all. That's why he took Paul out into the wilderness for 13 years and he emptied him flat out. It would take you a little time to spend a little 13 minutes in prayer, wouldn't it? So he took Paul to that place and he emptied him out. In order for him to reveal unto John this profound truth, that would come to pass. And believe me, that was not one of the last epistles that was written. It wasn't. John, the Revelation was one of the last epistles that were written. The last epistles that were written was one I've just read from John. Ye have the same anointing abiding in you. That's one of the, as far as historical facts go, that was one of the last epistles that was written, saints. That one. That epistle. That letter. And so in order for him to give John this great knowledge of what things would transpire, he had to take him out. Put him in a place where he's totally segregated, where he can rely upon nothing but hearing from the Father. And don't you understand that's what he got to do with us? He got to kill your flesh, that you are separated from him, that you will rely upon him and him alone, and you will know it. Don't you know he wants to be our true king? He wants us to be subject unto Him entirely. He wants to talk to us each individually. But He knows there's so flesh because there's not a willingness to die in it. So He had to establish some order because man would just do every hedonistic thing there is if it wasn't that. He wants to be the supreme ruler in your life. You just won't let Him. You let your imagination, your bitterness, your own thoughts, your own ways, your white ways, your black ways, your Jew ways, your Mexican, you let all those things rule. Mama's ways, mama's tradition. He wants to be the supreme ruler in our lives. He's greater than just any Lord, saints. I'm not going into all of these things as far as words and all of that. I want the law of the Spirit. That's what I want. I want that in me. And I want his people going to speak the same thing, the same language. It's going to be a spiritual language. It's going to be a spiritual law. And they're going to speak it in Germany, in Russia. Glory. It's going to be in every place. Surely. He said, from a child, you have known the Scripture. He called them the Holy Scripture, too. That's what he said. You have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahshua. And then he says this, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. Now, that was only one Scripture that Paul had at that time. Now, we understand the fullness of that in this hour. But Paul said at that time, he wrote this, believe me, he wrote this unto Timothy. It was probably, no telling how long it was, before this letter was even discovered. What Paul would do is he would go to places, he would preach to brethren, and he would spend time there. He would preach in a profound way. He would open up their understanding to Scripture like Yahshua did with the apostles. And those men would go, and they would go and open up that understanding to other brethren. And he would only commit that into the hands of faithful men, faithful elders, men of faith, that he could literally commit that into their hearts, and they would obey that. And many of them didn't even have Scripture, but the words was committed into their hearts when they went forth. They obeyed it because they had the Holy Ghost. And what things they need to draw on, Paul had taught them. They had seen it in the Scripture, and they could draw on that. There are you that don't even know a Scripture. You can't even quote a Scripture. And if you didn't commit it to some kind of memorization, you could even quote that. The Holy Ghost will bring all things back to remembrance. If you have the Holy Ghost and the love of His truth, it's spread abroad in your heart, the love for His truth. And you will love His truth, you will love His word, you will love to submit unto His righteous laws. You won't get all bent out of shape. You won't get perturbed at Him. You're not kicking at me. You're kicking at Him. Say what you want to. You're kicking at Him. You kick like that over something like that. Oh, because I say His name, the proper pronunciation of the name. You begin to kick like that. Something wrong in your soul. I don't care how sweet you may seem. I don't care how kind. Something is wrong in your soul. It makes no difference at all. If I'm a fool, I wouldn't sit here and be a fool with Him. That's just the truth. Close your ears. It makes no difference. Don't you know when your ears are closed, Almighty Yahweh has stopped up your ears? He doesn't intend for you to hear fool. When you shut your ears from that, He has shut their ears that they cannot hear. When Stephen began to preach this power, that truth to them, you always resist the Holy Ghost as your father. They stopped their ears. And that's what some of you have done. Stop them. Thank you, Father. You're not doing it, my friend. It's not you doing it. It's Yahweh doing it. So don't worry about that. I'm not worried about it. He said, all Scripture is given about the inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness. Don't you know what correction is? We may walk away and then all of a sudden he said, no, but the Scripture doesn't say that. You need to be corrected. And that's what he's doing. He's just correcting us. All Scripture now. All Scripture. All Scripture. It's given for correction. For you to be corrected. You walked away a long time and all of a sudden Yahweh had to correct you. He said Scripture to correct you. Sure He did. You've done things wrong, and you knew it was wrong, and you had no knowledge of it, and yet He said Scripture to correct you. All Scripture. Well, this New Testament, all is given to for correction. And you can't have the new without the old, or the old without the new. Because the new brings the light of the witness of the old. It shines the light on the old. It shows that it makes it livable. It makes it alive in a man's soul. It shows a man he can truly live it. Every word that he speaks is spirit. He said, man shall not live just by bread, but he lives by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. Not just some God, but out of Yahweh's mouth. Capital G really doesn't denote Him as being God. It just says God. But He is Yahweh. That's His name. I'm going to call on Him by that name too. You can kick it, guess, but I'm going to call on Him by that name. James 2:8. Listen to this. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the royal law according to Scripture. What scripture did James possess at that time? Well, he knew the Psalms of David. He knew what the scripture says. James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of Almighty Yahweh. James 4:5. Do not think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit dwelleth in us to lust and envy. The scripture tells us that. 1 Peter 2:6. Listen. Wherefore also is contained in the scripture. Let me read that again. 1 Peter 2:6. Wherefore also it is now contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone. His elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confound. If you truly believe on him, when I said the name Yahshua, if you truly believe on him, you would be confound. If you truly believe on him, if there's no spiritual law in him, that will not confound you. And a man that truly believes, he wouldn't be foolish, he wouldn't be, well, I don't know, I do. He corrects me. I don't know if he corrects you. If he doesn't correct us, then we're bastards. And what a bastard does, he just does whatever he or she wants to do. And you've done enough of that. We all have, haven't we? We've done things our way. We rejected things because we didn't like it. That's why you got so many doctrines, so many little whorehouses, because I don't like the way he said that to me. I don't like the way he preached as a fine one. And these lying preachers say, find a church, a whorehouse of your, what? How do you say that? Of your choice. I used to go on the radio. I said, no, you don't find one of your choice. You come here. You always, this is what the word is open up to you. You come here. No, you know, your choices are wrong. I would always say that. I didn't believe that trash. There's only one assembly. There's only one body. How do you find a church of your choice? You're drinking, you're smoking, you're lying, you're evil. So you're going to go in there and find those that are just like you. You're full of hypocrisy. You're full of corruption. So you're going to find some just like you. If you're the part of the true assembly, you will know the body. Because there's one spirit that dwells in you and in them, and you'll know it. There's one faith. You've all been baptized under the same baptism in his death. You've been baptized in water as well, saints. You will know that. There are many things that we heard that was strange. We didn't want to receive the Sabbath. And many other things. Women coming out of your earrings and dressing holy. You didn't want to receive those things. What I would say, well, even the scripture says that a woman that puts on a man's garment, a man that puts on a woman's garment is an abomination of Yahweh. Don't you know you were an abomination when you did that? Even out of ignorance, Yahweh, because you have faith, he saved you. He had called you before the foundation of the earth to be his son, to be his child. He had preordained before the heavens began for you to be called to be a son or a child. And now he's going to put the final seal upon us all, the final stamp. There's going to be a profound law in our spirits, and we're going to obey him. And all of that, still, he saved you. You wet patch, you did things that were corrupt, you lied, you cheated, and you didn't even repent of that at night. Oh, tell me you did. And yet Yahweh had called you. My sins and your sins. You had done many things, and in the ignorance of that, and actually he began to open your understanding to scripture. See, even as our tradition taught us, it began to open your understanding. The certain thing you say, oh, that ain't good, I don't know. And then it would have been a stumbling block before you. So he brought you along this way. He put you on the man of Yahweh that you say you trust and you have confidence in. And all of a sudden now he can speak things to you and bring a different light and the light to the fullness, saints. And then you question that. He set a man before you that you testify that Pastor Roberts has done us right. He has not done that. And now all of a sudden you impugn the integrity of the man. That he doesn't hear from Yahweh. Something is wrong with your soul. Amen. Something is drastically wrong. And he set them there three and a half years, those apostles. And he preached and he opened up the scripture. And only then, and even when he died, they thought they went their way. And when he got up, then he opened up the scripture. He said, that's only then. And they say the proof was in the pudding. So Yahweh, what he does, he places our mission, man, and brethren, we shall they live, we shall they walk. Come on, brother, when they haven't been here long, but you've seen how the man walks and how he lives. We shall be convinced, brother. Come on, brother, we shall they walk. And so he sent men in our mesh and see their lives. Then all of a sudden, because it doesn't cater to your personality, what you think, what you believe, then he's a fool. Then what you're going to do, you're going to go just find someone of your choice who's going to say it the way you want to. I'm not going to say it the way you want to, saints. I'm going to say it the way he imparts it into my heart. No, it's no private interpretation of this. This is just plain simple. You don't need no interpretation of this. Now, what you do need is a revelation of it. And it's revealed in your heart. And you can stand on it. When we began to keep the Shabbat, you didn't know how to walk in that. I never preached on it. And Yahweh began to bring us into that light and that understanding. Sure, he did. No, I never preached on it. I've never preached on the Shabbat. You just believe the word by faith. That you just rest. That's what you believe. I didn't set no dictates for the Shabbat. No, I haven't. We just rest. I didn't go out no long sermonized sermon on that. Tell me, when did I do it? I've never done it. Oh, I've made, talked about it as far as preaching about it. I've never done that since. 2 Peter 1:20. He said, knowing this first, saints, you understand that no prophecy of the scripture of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. And most of these men, really, saints, I'm not being critical, but these men like Wycliffe and all these men interpreted or translated the scripture. They were of all their own private interpretation. They got their little input from their organization. You must understand Lutheran. I mean, King James, that doesn't discredit the word of faith, saints. But King James, you must understand that even his lifestyle, that it was such a butchery family. Mother beheaded his aunt. It was such a family of violence. And not only that, they were not even sure about him because he had a cousin that was a Presbyterian layman that they were kind of tight. And they did, because King James didn't have an aspiration really for a woman. There were many questions concerning that. And yet they glorified the man, King James, more than they glorified the one that's in the cover of the book. They believe more of King James than they do believe the one that's supposed to be exalted in the covers of the book. And if it was really, if his heart was to glorify Almighty Yahweh, then why not just say Yahweh's word? It's word of faith. Even put the exclamation on that. Why not that? You can see what flesh, as Paul said it was going to happen. Why do we think it didn't happen? It did happen, saints. They began to twist. They began to pervert the scriptures. They began to change it. That's why Yahweh in this hour, he's committing these things of the faithful men. And there's faith in their hearts that they're going to believe it. And there's a spiritual law that caused them to rise up in the strength of that truth. So he's committed it to the hearts of faithful women. Men. That they may teach us and instruct us. So the prophecy didn't come by the will of man, but it came by the will of Yahweh. 2 Peter 3:16. As also in his epistle, speaking to them these things. We must understand Peter, his letters were to really Jews. Peter, James, their letters were to Jews, really. They were writing to a remnant, but it was for the house, really. He said also in his epistles, speaking in them of things which are some things hard to understand. See, this is a hard thing for you to understand, isn't it? Some things hard to understand. Which they that are unlearned and unstable, they rut. You have trouble with it. As do they also the other scriptures to their own destruction. So you rest. You wrestle with them. You say, well, I don't need that. I don't like that. You wrestle the scripture. You wrestle with them. See, as we understand the Bereans, they received it. They heard what Paul said. And then they went to the scripture to see and to cause their hearts to be filled with even a greater gladness to find it. Because there were not many books in those days, all right? There were not many verses of scripture, okay? It took a long time to print a book. So they searched him. And when they had the opportunity to do it, it was just a second witness. That was a witness from Paul and Peter. And then when they saw the scripture, he gave them that witness, two witnesses. They gave them the two witnesses. Brother Dave spoke to us in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And so when they saw that in the mouth in the scripture, then said, this is of a truth. And they had that profound witness and they believed. And they went forth in that anointing. Sure they did. Glory. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Listen to this. I want you to hear this. I want to read you verse 22. And I want to expound on each verse and verse. Because there's so much. I want to stop at a certain point. Because I don't want to give you too much that cause you to be overbearing. I just want to give you enough to just between now and whenever we call another little meeting. It's going to be, I'm going to continue on this. That you can kind of feed on this just a little bit. The scripture says in Luke chapter 4, verse 14. And you notice most of the things I'm reading are from the New Testament. Because it bears record of the old. They're the same. It is just the fulfillment of the life of the spirit of it. Because Yahshua said, the words I speak unto you, they're spirit and they're life. And Yahweh spoke in that time. He and the Son, they are one. And those words are not death, all right? Same life. You listen to something because, you know, in the Baptist way, when I first got saved, Sister Robert's grandfather, I never forget. I was a novice. I didn't know. I went in talking about the scriptures. And I never forget what he said to me. He said, oh, son, you don't need the Old Testament. Don't worry about that. Throw that away. He said, just the new. And because I hadn't been saved long, 3-4 months. And I said, why is that? I said, it's almost a Bible-ish. I said, no, I don't think I'm going to throw that away. And really, I preach a lot from the Old Testament. If you really, my first years of preaching, many from the Old Testament, I really did. But I knew, understood what things transpired in the new. It was a witness. The scripture says in Luke chapter 4, verse 14, and this when Yahshua had been tried by the power of darkness, Satan. It said, Yahshua returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout the region about. And look at where he taught now. The scripture said, and he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. You hear what it says? The book of the prophet, Isaiah. And he had opened the book and he found the place where it was written. The Spirit, it was just not a Lord's Spirit, it was the Spirit of Yahweh. The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the truth, the word of faith, the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to recover the sight of the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of Yahweh. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. He cannot come in some strange name. He was talking with Jews here. He could not come in some pagan name, some strange name, but he came in the name of his father because that was forbidden. I will show you. Just. And he said, and all bear him witness, and all now bear him witness, and wonders at the gracious words which proceed out of his mouth. And they said, is this not the son of Joseph? Is this not Joseph's son? He's spoken like this. Is this not his son? Surely this, come on. He said, all scripture, you are seeing, you are literally seeing those scriptures that was written 700 years ago coming to pass now by Isaiah. It is literally being manifested before your eyes. They've been opened unto you in a way that is so profound that Almighty Yahweh is in flesh in your midst. That's what he said. It's a manifestation of his power in the midst of you. He's making it known. I'll show you another account in John chapter 6. Same people now. John 6, 64. He says this, but there are some of you that believe not. For Joshua knew from the beginning those who that believe not. And who should betray him? That he knew who betrayed him. And he said, therefore, said I unto you, that no man now can come unto me except it was given unto him of my Father. You can't even come unless Yahweh brings you. They asked him, art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. They knew the prophets now. They knew the prophets. Are you greater than them? Who makest thou thyself? Yahshua should answer, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. And these are his words. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say, and that he is your Elohim. He say, I and my Father are one. Verse 31. Then the Jews took up stone against him to stone him. Why? Yahshua said, unto them many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? If I do not the works of my Father, then believe me not. See, because they believed that he had literally blasphemed Almighty Yahweh when he said that. He said, you say that you are the Son of Yahweh? Can't be. He must be celestial. He can't come in the form of a man. And yet the scripture said that he was come. And they didn't even search the scriptures. They didn't search the scriptures to see if they had eternal life. John chapter 5, verse 39. What scriptures is he talking about right here? This is Yahshua talking. I'm quite sure it's read in the scriptures you have. All right? John chapter 5, verse 39. You all see that? John chapter 5, verse 39. He says this. Listen. John chapter 5, verse 39. He said, search the scriptures. What was he talking about? There was no New Testament to search. What book were they going to search? Tell me. Just think about that. They couldn't search the book of Galatia. They couldn't search Philemon. They couldn't search Matthew or John or Luke. He told them, search the scripture. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. Who are they? And they are they which testify of me. You testify of him, but you don't search the scriptures. He told them to search the scriptures, search the book, search Moses, search the prophets. He said, if you really search them, you will see your corrupt, wicked ways. You would have known me when I came. He said, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. You say you have the scripture, and yet you hear me talking. You won't receive what I say. I receive not honor from men. That's what he said. But I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. That's a profound statement. You don't have the love of Yahweh in you? Come on, saints, just think about that. I want you all to read these. I'm going to stop in a few minutes because I want you to ponder these things. Then I want to get next week or whatever, I want to get into some of the Old Testament and the New. I'm going to go between both books, here and the New, and show you the scriptures in the Old. Go to the New, go to the Old. Go to the New, go to the Old. Then witness the parallel. There's no differences. Then whatsoever. You know, when you think about it in the natural sense, even the whore, even we that had parents or you had a mother or a daddy that committed whoredom, even they raised you. And they raised you in a right way that you honor others and did right. Sure we did. Even this whore system. And even a whore. There are whores that got children that take care of them quite well. They do real well by it. And we have incorporated this whoreism. That's what we have done, saints. Because we just don't want to let certain things go. That's just hard to break from. I can't do that. It's hard to break from your flesh. That's why many of you all, if you want to die, you have such difficulty. Because the first thing you got to do is die. That's the first three letters to diet. D-I-E-T, D-I-E-T. And you don't want to let go of the flesh. So you kick and you fight. You don't want to let go of your fleshly wisdom, which is all corrupt, it's sensual, it's devilish. It's not from above, it's earthly, it's sensual, and it's devilish. That's why you're confused. I'm not confused. He said in John 5:42, but I know you. He said, I know you now. And I'm telling you, you have not the love of Yahweh in you. He says this now, that it's so simple, in verse 43, I am come in my Father's name. I can receive that he come in the authority of his Father and all that, but that come of their own Father, he came in the power, he came in the name of Yahweh. Now listen, he said, I come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, he say, him ye will receive. Because I spoke the name of Yahweh, Yahshua, you didn't receive that. But if I speak the name of Buddha or give you some crazy name, you will receive that. If another come in their own name, he said, you receive them. There ain't no doubt about that. He said, you receive them. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from Yahweh only? How can you believe you receive honor one from another? Why not seek the honor that comes from the Father? What he said. And then you seek honor from the other, say, Reverend Soul and of the ecclesiastic house of St. James. And say, you want that kind of honor. He said, you don't want the honor that comes from above. You don't want that honor. Because there's going to be separation. It's a small house, saints. Israel was a small house compared to the populace of the world. Noah, a creature of righteousness and eight people. That was a small house compared to the world that the world was destroyed. He has not changed. This house was a small house. It's not going to be many saved. We brought Israel out of Egypt. He had to destroy the old heads and just take, and even they still rebel against him. Because the seed was in their hearts. If mama don't like it, I don't like it. You're foolish. My mother went to hell, and your mama will go to hell, and you go to hell with her. Your daddy went to hell, you go to hell right along with him. I don't care what mother doesn't like. When I began to understand the light of truth, she didn't like that. I'm not going the way mother went. Mother went to hell. I'm not going her way. I'm not going the way daddy went. Daddy doesn't like it that way. With my daddy offended dad. I don't care if I offend your daddy or your pappy. It makes no difference. You get that true love of Yahweh in your heart. You won't be offended at what he's saying. You love it. See, those folks didn't like what he said. That's why they sought to kill him. That's why they really sought to kill him, because they didn't like what he said. They took up stones. They took up stones against him. And Yahshua answered this. He said, which of my good works you going to kill me for? Well, you didn't take up stones against me. Which one of the works you going to kill me for? Tell me. No, I'm not Yahshua. He is in me. But what are you going to kill me for? Why do you want to kill me? Why do you want to receive? Why do you want to turn your heart to? Tell me. You better check your hearts out and see if you really are in the faith and see if you're really sincere. Well, you made it a little uncomfortable for me. I tell you what, in this hour that we're in, there'll be a lot of things uncomfortable for us. He's going to win. We're going to truly walk in the Spirit. As Brother Wendy said, he said, Pastor Robert, he is trying to get us, as Brother Ray, to walk totally in the Spirit. That's the only way that he could deal with Noah. Noah had to move, and he moved by the Spirit. And Noah was an ark, like Yahshua is our ark. Huh? His name is a strong tower. His name is. And we got to say, we run into his name. We hide in there. We have safety. His name is a strong tower. It is. It's a place of safety. And the righteous run into that. Sure they do. But they hide themselves. And so even these little things that he allowed to begin to transpire, the elemental things that I believe that in your way in the hearts of his men, as they began to dig, as they began to search scripture, they're going to see things. Not some strange form of ecclesiastic order. I'm not teaching that. I believe in the way of holiness. You can't get around that. I don't believe in sin and corruption. I don't believe in abusing Yahweh's people. I don't believe in that. I believe in the truth, preaching the simplicity of the truth. So they picked up stones and killed me and said, which one are you going to kill me for? Tell me. If I'm this wicked, come on, what you going to stone me for? Because I said, I'm the son of Yahweh? They knew that if a man was a man's son, the firstborn, he had to have his name. That was the law. That was the law of chronology there. Come on, saints. When Zechariah named John, he said his name shall be called John or whatever. Come on and say, oh, that can't be. Because there's no one named John in this heritage. Each name must identify the father, the seed, the originator of that tribe or that family. And we're named after our father. Why? Because we're named after him because he is our father. And that's why Yahweh had to shut John's mouth, Zechariah's mouth, until John came forth. What shall his name be called? His name shall be called John. And so you've been named after family, your mother's pleasure, your daddy's pleasure, and all of a sudden he's given us a new name. We're named after him. And they say, well, you call it that, honey, that ain't right. It's still right. Glory. I want to read something, I guess, before I close. There's so much. I want you to, so you all can look weary. Let me read this, all right? I'm not getting weary. All right? I could preach for hours. It's just because of your flesh, because it's so sedated with drunkenness. And it's a very unsober thing. That's why I must die. You couldn't have stayed in Paul's presence 13 hours, one fall dead, and they bam, back, come, take more pulse. All right? Arise. You couldn't stand that. Because we are not spiritual. We're so fleshy because we got, man, I'm tired. What the hell? So you got to give it to the flesh. That's what we do. Does not the scripture say that the spirit within you lusts against the flesh? It wants to tell the flesh, no. Don't do that. Don't you know that the flesh lusts against the spirit? No, don't hear that, don't. Don't you understand that? You search the scripture like the Bereans. You search these scriptures. John chapter 5. I want to start in verse 1. After this, listen to this now. John chapter 5, I'm sorry, verse 1. I'm just going to read the first two verses because I want to lay out the picture for you. Listen to this. And listen to where he was. Now listen now. And this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Yahshua went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called by the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda. That's what it's called, Bethesda. Had five porches. Now, what I want to establish where he was, all right? Now look down in verse 31. He begins to speak. He's talking to the Jews now. Listen to him. They want to question his witness. He said, I want you to know one thing. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Listen now. He said, there's another that bears witness of me. And I know that the witness which ye witness of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bared witness unto this truth of who I am. He said, I want to let you know something, but I receive not testimony from man. Huh? But these things I say, that ye may be saved. He was a burning and shining light. And ye were willing for a season to rejoice in the light. Just for a little time, you were willing now. He said, but I have greater witness than that of John. He said, John is a blessed witness. He said, but there's a witness that is greater than that of John. Now listen now. Listen how this man is talking. He said, I have a witness greater than that because they reverence John. Come on, look at Herod. He knew that everybody reverenced John. He said, man, come on. Then his wife said, have your daughter to dance and give me John's head in the charger. Because he knew he shouldn't have. John said, you know you're wrong if you have your brother's wife. And he feared. They said, man, whoa, what have I done? He knew they reverenced John. He said, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. He said, the works that I do bear witness that he has sent me. And the Father himself, which has sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice, he said, you never heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent, ye believe me not. And then he goes on to tell them, search those scriptures and see whether he is truly, whether you are truly in the faith. And so he's given us understanding that they didn't really search the scriptures. You haven't really searched them. Don't tell me you don't really search them. You understand when you lost something in your house, you really search. You spend hours looking for that thing. You say, I know where I put it. And you go back, I know where I put it. And then all of a sudden, when you find it, what happened when you really find it? There's a joy there, isn't it? So when you find the scripture, you find this witness of the light. You say, there's a joy there. Sure, there's a joy. So we won't come unto him because we truly do not believe him. He said, you won't come unto me because you don't have the life. You don't really want to believe me. He says in John chapter 5, verse 42. He said, I know you have not the love of the Father, Yahweh, in you. Verse 42. But I know that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. He said, for I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another should come in his own name, you will receive him. How can ye believe, which seek honor one of another, and seek not the honor of Yahweh for him only? Do not think that I will accuse you before unto the Father. There's one that accuses you. He said, even Moses. He was spoken to the prophet. He knew that you wouldn't hear. He knew you wouldn't receive it. In whom ye trust. He said, you trust in Moses. He already accused you. He said, for had you had believed Moses, and Moses, when Yahweh said, he said, what name? I'll go back to that. He said, even Moses accused you. But he said, what should I tell Pharaoh? He said, then Yahweh said unto Moses, Exodus 6 and 1, said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do unto Pharaoh. With a strong hand shalt thou let them go, and with a strong hand shalt thou drive them out of the land. And even as Yahweh spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am Yahweh. Now that's what the capital L-O-R-D said, I am Yahweh. Yahshua says, Moses, he accused you all. He knew you wouldn't receive truth. But if ye believe not his writing, how shall you believe my word? So if you don't believe the old scriptures, how can you believe the words that are spoken by him? Tell me. If you don't believe that is the text of Yahweh, how can you believe he is from the Father? You can't believe it. If you can't believe what Moses said, you can't believe. I'll read this in my closing. Job said this. Supposed to be one of the oldest books in the scriptures. Job said, and I said, naked came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. And it's got the capital L-O-R-D. That's where they substitute Yahweh. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh have taken away. Then look at what Job says. He had to know someone. Blessed be the name. That's what he said. His name is blessed, saints. And you don't want that because you don't want the blessings of Yahweh. That's why you came. He said, blessed be the name of Yahweh. In all this, Job shall not charge Yahweh foolishly. Ezekiel 36:23. Write that down. Ezekiel 36:23. What a profound statement. Now, they had this in the book of the prophets, all right? This is what it says. Listen, saints. He said, Yahweh said to Ezekiel, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned amongst the heathens, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, and saith Yahweh, when I shall sanctify it before their eyes. Michael, Malachi, chapter 1, verse 11. For from the rising down of the sun, even down to the going down of the same, my name shall be great amongst the Gentiles. His name now, we are Gentiles, born again. In every place incense shall be offered unto my name. And with pure offering for my name shall be great amongst the heathen, saith Yahweh Almighty. His name is going to be great, saints. And what Satan wants to do is take away from that power and that authority, that we may hear him as he speaks unto us. As we begin to walk in this divine law of perfection, his name is going to be praised. His name is going to be glorified. His name is going to be sanctified. His name. And he has a name. You can't deduct Yahshua, Yahweh. You can't deduct Jesus out of that. I don't care how you do it. You just can't do it. I don't care what the Jesuits have done and all of the ways. You just cannot do it. And Yahweh's bringing us to a place of spiritual perfection, of cleanliness and purity of the mind. And the mind of Yahshua, that we're going to hear what he says. Because you could, if he tell us to flee in the moment, you got to flee. You got to abandon. They two are working in the field, and one is taken away, and the other one is left. You're going to have to know what place that Yahweh has placed you in. And you're going to know that he is talking to you and instructing you. He wanted to be the king over Israel, but they wanted a king. They wanted Saul. They won't want someone they can identify with. And that's what we want today, saints. His name is going to be sanctified in the earth. It is going to be praised. It is going to be glorified. It's going to be lifted up. It's going to be a glorious name. And the banner of his name, his people, they're going to know and they're going to rejoice. I'm not taking us into some strange form of worship. We're going to worship him in spirit. We've got enough in the fleshly thing. Because if I don't do it a certain way, then it's not a spiritual thing. If I don't pray like you, it's not spiritual. If I don't respond like you, it's not spiritual. If I don't walk like you, it's not spiritual. That's not so, saints. And we have brought this flesh into everything, whereby that everybody got to do it one way, you got to do it some other way. And that just cannot be. It has to be one. There's only one. Only one. Well, you witness for prophet Stan, I witness against his sins soon. We stood up against his sins. I will not stand with another man's sin. And when I stand with man, I despise my ways. I don't like my ways. I want to walk in his way. My ways are vile. That's why when I hear songs, I don't like to sing. That may be what that thief on the cross, and I'm him. I'm vile. We love to see the vileness of others and show them their sins and where they're falling short. We don't see our vile ways. We think our sweetness and our kindness that constitute our great love for someone. Well, that doesn't. When you got a love for truth, you don't harden. When you hear this word of faith, you don't harden your hearts as in the days of provocation. You don't commune with flesh and blood when it comes to spiritual things. You commune with the Father. You get on your face. You go to Scripture. You begin to commune with him. And if it be of him, he'll guide you in the right light and the truth. If he guided you this far, what makes you think he's going to take you into a crooked path? If he brought that young man out of drugs and every kind of sin and whoredom, the things that you always speak to God, and I do it with the fervor and a fire, why is he going to lead him down to hell now? He ain't going to do it, son. He's given him a heritage in that house. You think he's going to lead him out in a strange path to destroy him? He's not going to do it. That's why he has allowed him to stand these years and to see this man, that he may have a witness to know what manner of person he is. Oh, I love him, but your heart is far from him. Because if it wasn't, you would do just what he says.
May Yahweh bless us. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged today. I am. I'm going to pray soon. Father, I thank you today and I bless you for all things. I pray for Mother Smith, Father. Our mother in the midst. You don't heal us, you can't be healed, Father. Heal our faith. Give us strength in our heart to press on. Help her, I pray, Father. You're the great King. I know you're going to heal her completely, Father. We look for that great day. Touch in the Spirit, I pray. Every saint here, all the brothers, touch their minds and their hearts. Give them strength. Give me strength, Father, to press on. That we love one another, press in the faith. Let the word settle in their hearts. As we may take this and dine on it, feed us with thy word and thy truth. We love you, Yahweh. We praise you tonight, this day, in Yeshua's name. Bless your saints.